we have Joan Hunt, who's the head of the Promise Neighborhood, a program sort of based on Jeffrey Canada's Harlem Children's Zone. And we have Claire Cousin, who is one of the recently the Promise Neighborhood, together with some other groups, have managed to get Hudson 40 AmeriCorps volunteers, of which Claire is one. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you.
And then we have a young person here named Kendrick Clark, who is one of the beneficiaries, you might say, of the New AmeriCorps initiative, since he is being mentored by both Claire and Joan.
Say hi.
Hi, Kendrick. And who's our fourth guest? You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Sharice Johnson. And I work with the Hudson Promise Corps as well.
That's what it's going to be called, the Hudson Promise Corps, sort of blending the names. That's clever. Joan, will you give us a little background on how it came to be that Hudson managed to get 40 AmeriCorps volunteers and basically what both the Promise Neighborhood is and what AmeriCorps is?
Sure, absolutely. Good afternoon. So our introduction to the AmeriCorps grant really was through the Harlem Children's Zone, which is the model that's being used nationwide for the Promise Neighborhoods Initiative. And a group of 12 of us went down to the Harlem Children's Zone in September of 2012, to witness firsthand the work of the Harlem Children's Zone and their impact in the 97 blocks in Central Harlem. One of the programs we witnessed there was something called the Peacemakers Program, which is an AmeriCorps program that places young volunteers in the public school systems in Harlem and utilizes mentors within those classrooms for the students in those schools. So that was really...
And that mentoring has less to do with actually academic than social things, correct?
It's really both.
Both?
And in Harlem, they've been doing this now for almost 20 years. They found that it really has to be both. You know, the students need to be supported socially and emotionally, but, you know, we all know students are at different levels in classrooms, so having an extra set of hands in the classroom allows students on different levels to get extra support. So after our visit to the Harlem Children's Zone, we came back. We were so enthused and inspired by the work that we saw there and sort of were thinking, how do we move this forward more quickly? And that's when I met Roxanne Carpenter, who was newly hired by the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties and who had previously worked as an AmeriCorps volunteer herself and then as a program administrator for AmeriCorps in Oneonta. And we, you know, we met at a meeting and it just clicked. We were like, we have to get this AmeriCorps grant to Hudson. It's never happened here before. And so that began the process of applying for the grant. And we were awarded this past year in August of 2013.
These are all public agencies?
The Mental Health Association is also a not-for-profit.
And you're talking about the program that's just in Hudson, right?
Our AmeriCorps program, the Hudson Promise Corps, which is a merging of all of our partners in the Promise Neighborhood, obviously, is for the 67 miles of the Hudson City School District. So any student that lives within those 67 miles is hopefully being served by an AmeriCorps volunteer in some capacity, whether it's during the school day at the school or after school at the youth center. So I can keep going.
Well, the mayor and our assemblyman both honored you the other night at City Hall, congratulating you on getting this grant.
Yes.
And so it's called a volunteer. They're called AmeriCorps volunteers, but they do get a stipend, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. As the other thousands of volunteers across America, our AmeriCorps volunteers receive a small, very small stipend twice a month. And at the end of their service year, they're awarded an educational award, which can be used for continuing education or existing outstanding grants. And something that was recently passed this year, if an AmeriCorps member is 55 or older and they complete their service year, they can use their educational award for their child or grandchild.
And how do you recruit the volunteers?
Well, one of the many benefits of living in a small community is that word of mouth really travels fast. So when we were awarded this grant, we just started putting the applications out by the hundreds throughout the community, and we received over 100 applications back for the AmeriCorps positions. So we have a long waiting list of folks that would like to try next year or maybe the following year, and a great group of volunteers that were selected this year.
It's an annual appointment?
Every year we are able to assign new AmeriCorps members, but it's a three-year grant.
And grants for 3 years.
Great. Renewable. For example, Rochester, their AmeriCorps program has been in effect for 20 years.
And
every 3 years they reapply. And once you're an AmeriCorps community, once your community has an AmeriCorps presence, I think it's encouraged to remain there. So we're hoping that this is long-lasting for Hudson and not just another grant that comes and goes, but something that really has a lasting impact and structurally shifts.
You said the primary interest is mentoring in the school.
Mm-hmm.
What else do they do?
They will be working after school in the youth center. We will be expanding the capacity of the youth center mm-hmm. with our AmeriCorps volunteers, so opening it up on weekends, later in the evenings, and really trying to offer as much to our community as possible.
Which
through
fills in a huge gap since they've had major cutbacks in mm-hmm. the youth programming here.
Yeah. They will also be supporting some programming within the Mental Health Association and with the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood. So those were the four project assignments that we identified in our grant for this year, but we can expand those in the years to come and figure out different volunteer opportunities. They also, our AmeriCorps volunteers, will be completing 10 service projects throughout the year within the Hudson community. So for example, we had our big summer block party over the summer where the AmeriCorps volunteers were absolutely an integral part of that day. And really supported all of what happened on that day. So in addition to that, we will be doing something around Martin Luther King's Day, a big community project, and several others throughout the year.
What does a mentor do for a student
the school district?
Oh, yeah. Should we ask the mentors?
Sure.
Claire?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Get real close to the mic, Claire, please. You should know better. You've been here. We've been here together on other shows. You're an old pro at this. and you're only 20 years old.
That 21 next month.
Oh, okay.
In the school, my job, we're in the classrooms, and I think the hardest thing for us to have established in the school is that we're not teacher's assistants. What I do in the classrooms, I work more one-on-one with the kids. I sat back and watched the first day and seen what kids... were like disengaged from the lesson, because with the Common Core, like, the teachers are instruction after instruction. They don't have much of a break. The kids don't have much of a break. So in fifth grade, that's like a long time to sit still in class, and distractions are like a big thing in their classes. And then once I've built the relationship by noticing that they needed to be engaged again outside of class, we formed a different kind of relationship. They wanted to be in the other programs that I was working in. They wanted to know the other places that I would be, like, outside of school, so that they can do more work with me.
And at some point, do you tell them your own story?
I haven't, because I don't want to make them think that it's okay to drop out yet, since they're only in fifth grade.
Right.
Just hearing drop out is what's going to stick in their heads.
But they'll also see that you can drop out and still come back and do something useful in the community.
True.
You're right. You know what? I know what you're saying.
I'm nervous.
You don't want to encourage them to drop out.
I was nervous about telling them because of the whole destination graduation goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really reach destination
right.
graduation, so.
But you did get your GED.
I want to keep them on
so.
The track, yeah.
At what age do most kids contemplate dropping out? Or aren't there statistics about what age this usually happens? I think it's seventh grade, isn't it? Really?
I decided that I was going to drop out. I was 17 years old. I was pregnant, and they had just cut the ALP program. And so it was my first year in the ALP program. It was after my first year in the ALP program, and it would have been my fourth year in high school, but I had been held back. So the ALP program had me scheduled to graduate on time with my class, but because they cut the ALP program, when I was going back to the high school, I was back a year. So I would have been there for two extra years.
Right. And for those who don't know, the ALP is the Alternate Learning Program, which was eliminated and is trying to come back despite opposition of many in the community. Anyway, Charisse, would you like to tell us about your experience as a mentor? Who are you? What age group, and what do you do with them?
Well, I mentor a third grade class, just one third grade class, which makes my job just a little different from the rest of the mentors who have about two or three classrooms. But I think it's really special that I got to be in my own third grade teacher's classroom. So I already kind of knew I was kind of cheating. I already kind of knew, like, her way of teaching.
You're the person who you had in the third grade?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
she was my teacher in third grade. And I really, really enjoy being in the classroom. I love children, of course, like all of us. And I really like the fact that I can encourage these children to believe that there's, like, no stopping. Because some of them get so discouraged so quickly, and it'll just be from a math question. And at times, I just feel like if you tell them, hey, you know, you are smart enough to finish this whole page of math, that's all they really needed. Instead of being, like, yelled at and said, oh, just go to the principal's office, you're being disruptive. When we're there to keep them in focus, and it's definitely something that I enjoy, and I'm seeing differences already.
Do you think this will inspire you to go on in education in some fashion?
Yes, it definitely will.
That's great. Kendrick, you're coming to, you don't want to talk? Okay. Nope, Kendrick, you don't have to talk, Kendrick. Kendrick benefits from mentoring. He's Claire and Jones. Oh, Claire and Cherise. He's Cherise and Jones' mentee. So does that mean you're in the third grade? Mm-hmm. He shook his head yes, because he knows how effective that is on radio. But we won't. Well, he's shy, right? Is that it? Yeah. He's nervous. No, you don't want to talk? That's all right. You don't have to talk.
We could ask a question, yeah.
You want to ask him a question, Ellen?
Who is your mentor, please?
Joni.
Oh, Joni is. Oh, you're lucky to have Joan. What does she do with you?
You read some basketball.
We read basketball, LeBron James, and then we're going to read Michael Jordan, but now we're doing a story. It's like a zombie one. We're going to, like, act it out on a play, or we're going to do it for a book.
Cool. So I take it you like basketball.
And it's Miss Schumer's birthday.
Who's that?
Oh, my teacher.
Oh.
I'm going to have her for 2 years.
You're going to have her for 2 years. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Good? Yeah? You like her?
So this is Joni again. Kendrick and I work together through the Hudson Reads program every Tuesday, and we've been writing a story along with Stephanie from the Bindlestiff Circus.
Oh yeah,
and her mentee, and it's really coming together nicely. They're writing this book all by themselves, and so we're working on writing and reading at the same time. We like to read books about basketball and other things that we're interested in.
I think a basketball zombies plot would be pretty cool. Don't you think? Zombies playing basketball and they, like, they eat the opposition?
Maybe no? Chapter 3, right?
Maybe Chapter 3.
No, Chapter 2.
Yeah, Chapter 2,
there
right.
You go. Football ones.
Oh, okay.
I seen it Dead Rising 3.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
And there's prisoner zombies.
Oh, the prisoner zombies.
Do you have other plans for the AmeriCorps program going forward?
Absolutely. I mean, this is really a starting point for us. It's just a wonderful privilege to be in the school district. You know, and a lot of communities have AmeriCorps programs, but not all of them are actually actively working in the Hudson City School District. And this was a dream for us, you know, less than a year ago, and it's coming to fruition. And I think one of the best parts of our AmeriCorps program is that we're hiring local young people that are students can identify with, young people that have been through the very same educational system that our students are currently struggling in. So we are just so grateful to have these wonderful young people in our schools working with our children. And our plans for the future really are expanding the capacity of this. So we have 40 volunteers right now, which is actually significantly larger than a lot of urban centers. So we're just we're the only AmeriCorps program in the capital region, and one of 36 across the state of New York. So if we can really show in this year that we can effectively utilize the 40 volunteers that we have, mm-hmm. there's potential for us to get slots for more volunteers. So we're just looking to grow this as much as possible to expand beyond MC Smith, which is where we're mostly based right now, to the junior high and the high school and the elementary school. There's even possibilities for us to be working in daycare and preschool centers throughout the Hudson City School District, in addition to other community-based organizations that need support. So those are sort of our broad plans.
Can other community-based organizations appeal to you for help for volunteers? Or
under this current grant, no, because we've identified very specifically where our volunteers would be and what our performance measures are. Our core performance measure is K-12 success. So it really, we're an education core, and we're focused very specifically on education at this point. But in the future, we can expand that based on the needs that we're identifying within the community. And a lot of the needs we identified through the Promise Neighborhoods Needs Assessment is being addressed by having our AmeriCorps volunteers active within the community.
Do you are the core members are the volunteers trained?
Absolutely.
In the program?
Yep. We have continuous training throughout the year of service. We've had some training up in Albany with the entire state of New York. Roxanne, my co-director for AmeriCorps, and I have been to several trainings, and then we hold specific trainings with our AmeriCorps volunteers on various topics. We've had some outside trainers come in and work with them, but we have training at least once a month, more usually, and we will have trainings throughout the year.
Excuse me.
What are the qualifications for becoming a volunteer?
Anywhere from not having obtained a GED to being in a graduate or PhD program. It's very, very broad. And we have folks that have not obtained their GED, and we have folks that are in graduate school. So it's really a broad range. But the qualification or the requirement is that you complete your GED by the end of your service year. So that's another, major push for folks that maybe haven't taken that next step to get their GED. With the help of AmeriCorps, they're supported in making that next step. And so that's, again, one of the core values that we have, is helping our volunteers take that next step in their life, but also supporting our young people while doing that.
To step back a little bit, how did Promise Neighborhoods get off to start? I mean, how old are you as a organization?
We were granted in December of 2011. So we're coming on 2 years of doing this work.
And that was you approaching the Harlem Zone people?
No, this was actually before I came on board. I came on board in February when the grant had already been awarded. But the planning for the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood really started in 2009, when a group of folks from Hudson went and visited the Harlem Children's Zone. Then the next step was attending a national conference on the model of the Harlem Children's Zone. And then after that, President Obama released this new Promise Neighborhoods initiative, and communities could apply to receive that funding. So then, we were chosen as one of 15 communities across the nation to receive a planning grant, and we are completing our 2-year planning grant next month.
And what drew you to the program?
I sort of have a long history in Hudson. I started coming here while I was in high school, volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club. I actually did my senior project teaching music lessons at the Boys and Girls Club. And I went off to college, but I always sort of had a root here in Hudson and wanted to come back. So I came back in December of 2011, and I learned about the Promise Neighborhood Initiative, and the rest is history. I'm not going anywhere.
So, Claire and Charisse, you've been doing this now for how long?
Doing what exactly?
Being a mentor.
We just started in August.
Oh, in August. And have you seen results? I mean, do you feel like it's really...
So far, we're making some changes. Great. It's really nice.
That's great. Kendrick? You ready to talk a little more? No? Okay, sorry. Well, Ellen?
Do you like having Charisse in your classroom?
Yep.
Yeah? Why do you like having her there?
Because she helps a lot.
She helps a lot?
Do you sometimes go to her and ask her questions when you can't figure out stuff?
Yep. Math, spelling,
Now we're doing a Thanksgiving. It's like, you know, I do like you have to go down like when the thing, so like it says father, and you have this whatever starts with an F, you have to write like a sentence.
Ah, yeah.
That's what we're doing. But it says Thanksgiving.
And we're grateful for, right? Is it an anagram?
And I'm almost done.
That's good.
And I did a science experiment with static electric. We rubbed a balloon on, because we're doing how not to touch the can without touching it. And then we did it by blowing, hitting it with the pencil, and fanning it with our hands. And then we had a piece of wool, and then we're like this against the can, and it started moving.
Cool.
With the wool, with the balloon.
Excellent.
Wow.
So is there anything else you would like to tell us about the program?
I mean, I can talk for days about this, but I think it's really best to hear from our AmeriCorps volunteers that are, you know, on the ground every day doing the work. We will be getting space at the intermediate school, which is very exciting. So we'll have a Promise Neighborhoods and AmeriCorps office in the M.C. Smith Intermediate School. So that
and
will be great.
Are you there to provide advice to the volunteers?
Yeah.
I mean, is that part of your...
Sure. Job? Yeah, but you know, many of them carry a huge skill set and lots of years of experience. Charisse has worked in the after school program, as has Claire.
And I know you have a volunteer who can do a beatbox.
We do. We have a very talented Alec Butterfield. Yes. So I think Charisse wanted to add something. Quick.
Sure.
I just wanted to add to what you said earlier, Joni. I do think this is a dream. It truly is, because I would sit in my bedroom and just dream of things, of ways to fix Hudson, and I think this is just probably a dream come true for me. Like, you have no idea how happy I am to be a part of it.
That's great. Well, thanks for coming in.
Of course,
we wish
thank you for having us.
Great luck, because this is a fantastic thing, and it's great for the city of Hudson. Well, actually, the school district of Hudson, which is much larger than the city proper, but... And if Kendrick likes it, it must be pretty good.
Yep.
Because I can tell you're a tough customer.
Do you want to add something, Kendrick?
Come here. Just one thing.
Yeah,
go ahead. About the book. Yep. About the book. Yep. My cousin Jared's is helping about it. And he came up with lots of stuff about, like, we're trying to get, we dived into an ocean, like a river, and then we found a boat with a bunch of bombs.
A boat with a bunch of bombs.
When did the book come out?
We started it when you weren't here the one day.
Okay, there you have it from Kendrick. We can look forward to that book. It sounds pretty exciting. Bombs in a boat under the ocean.
That was in chapter one.
Oh, that's just chapter one.
So
it sounds pretty good. More to come. Well, we'll have to get an update in the future from you, Kendrick, about how that book is going along. Thank you all, Kendrick. Thank you all for coming in. It's a very exciting time for Hudson, as exemplified by the ceremony the other night. Both the assemblyman and the mayor congratulated you, because it's a major thing. It's a real, you know, boon to Hudson.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.